I think we left off over here that Solomon, I think, the main Solomon, the Harei Amarnak, the Solomon, the Shashashem, the Sophia, the Lomoy, or Omnam Spidem, Moshe Ngamli, or Moshe Shem Benoy, or where are we up to?
I don't remember exactly, I'm just trying to...
Okay, I'll go find it. We did the piece about Emes and Din, about Goyza Mekayim Oilam, Vimeidim Oilam Koshpam Kayim Gzei Rosoi. Vimein Emes, I think we did that. And Vimein Emes, Vimein HaSholem Amarnu, Kasholem Ushenos HaShem Yisbol Bebriya Salom Yigmar Briya Shlom Uvah Sholem. I think that's pretty much
what Yeah, we're up to there, yeah.
Yeah, Voi Tolei HaKoyel. So the Gemar, Shalom is the Gemar of it. V'mein HaShalom, Harezis Moitus Hamud Shenos HaShem Yisbach Lailam. That's also a collapse of an Hamud, the Shalom. V'avin V'ar Meilu Shem Aflogim Oid V'unchom Oyen Moit. Just, I guess, one more knage on the fact that Shalom is called the Gemar. When there's a specific malacha that's called Makabe Patish. It's a very strange thing to be a malacha. In other words, most malachas have a very definite surah. There's binyan, and there's ireya, and there's kaitza. So they're all malachas that have a certain inyan to them. And Makabe Patish as a malacha is a very strange malacha. It straddles all the other malachas, and it seems not to have it, nothing specific. It's every single avoda with whatever is its gemar is a malacha, and all under one heading of Makabe Patish. So, Bal Kocha is a reflection in every single pa'ula a person does. The gemar is what gives all the other pieces their it's what makes all the other pieces a meaningful entity. Since every malacha has to be a malach machsheves, it has to be a malacha that does something and creates something that has in itself it has in itself a mitzvah. So, if it's not finished, it's not the product yet. Every pu'ula that finishes everything else makes it into one unit, whatever it was. So the final snapping into place of anything has a common denominator in the fact that he's imposing a certain surah that's ma'achad de halakim. That's what the Gemara Malacha is. If he has, like, let's take the Gemara's example, if you have shirts that have a thread together, you take as a thread, that gives you the bundle of shirts. So Lemaisa, it's what gives everything mitzias, because it puts together everything you've done until now and gives it its finish. The meat of Shalom is, let's say I bring together people, a tzibur, and I bring together one person, so let's say I'm making a chayse yeshiva. So I take a Magid Eshurim, and I take a Mashgiach, and I take a Rosh Hashiva, and I take this, and I take that, and so on and so forth. I have all the pieces. It's not a yeshiva until the pieces are not clicked together and working with each other. If it's not happening, then if the pieces aren't working with each other, I don't have the unit, the entity. So Shalom is always the gemar of something, because it doesn't become... Every malacha requires a certain ishtalsha, a certain pulis. If I don't bring them together, they don't have a mitzias. So, and that's in a certain sense we spoke once, that Adam is the gemar of the Bria. Adam is Seif Maisa Masha V'Tchila, well, Shabbos is Seif Masha V'Tchila, but Adam, the Vulgan Israel, is the last Kadamcha, Yitzhak Kadamcha, and so on. Adam is the one that brings together the entire Bria. He's sort of the tour that within him all the Chalke Bria, Yainim, and Tachtainim, and so on, are supposed to find the Mitzvahs. Okay, Omnam. Seder Musa, Reb Gamliel, Musa Bnei Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Gamliel. Chassidah Musa Reb Gamliel Reb Shimon Reb Shimon Gamliel is that ki kol Musa Rishonim Gilahashim Adam Baviyura. The early Musas is there in order that a person should be Nisham Aviyura. Aval Elu Musa Chayim Eino Rakshi Adam Sholomi Atzmi. So the difference is Aviyura on Midas with which a person is Yoinik from somewhere else. Moshul Mada Vadayma. Let's say you have Talmidim. So the opening need of a Talmud is that he be a Makabel. The person come in ready, he wants to learn, he has cheshit to, it's what his sheif is and so on. When he leaves, you are looking for somebody who himself is an accomplished Talmud Chacham. The midas of Avin Yira are midas to draw from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person is makabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he has Avin Yira. But if he doesn't have Avin Yira, so Avin Yira is needed to be the opening pitch. But then there's a shleimus in the person himself. Ulafika, kasha ishlim musrei hazugis, vei mishlimu musa shemusa odam, atri sholem avi ha-shem yisbarach. That's the first step, kama shizbar. Choza tanal odam lozul musa shubayir odam shleimus ba'atzmai. So the first stage is avenir to draw from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then to build himself, himself, imash himself. Ezeh kama sha'oma, aselech ha-rab istalik min ha-sofi. Shekro be'arinu she'ika musa zeh bo lo'ima she'odam madrega sikhlis, so he said, you see that, basically what he's drawing a parallel to morale is, you see that the Tana goes milamala lamata. Even when he speaks about the shleimus of the Adam, he starts with the shleimus of the Seichel first, and then to the Guf. Mashu bal Guf shenoy. Va'alzeva to kol rakav bal Musach v'epshim benoy losis Musa ala odem mashu bal Guf shenoy k'mashuray. Atachom akol yom igdal tachom latzase Guf toyves mishtika. Ve'dovezu milas odem. So in odem itself, you have the shlom of Seichel vis-a-vis the shlom of the Guf. Ki mashaom aselach harav zayin adim l'ashem v'shuvach aselach harav. The Mishnah goes, the Mishnayos are going Milamal Lamata, and Avin Yira is Kapha Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then there's the person himself. There's a Selech HaRav Kapha, the person himself is Seichel and Das. There's the Motzei LeGuf Teiva LeShtika, which is a Tikkun for the Guf. Now, even though one would think that the Mishnayos should go in the other direction. They should go from Lamata Lamala. In other words, a person which is one darga and a second darga and a third darga, should a person not be going Milamata Lamala? You know, first be attacking the Guf, just like all the Sulamas, Lamashal, the Sulam of Pinchas Ben Yoyer is going, you know, from a lower dagger, from Zahirus, working its way up to Ruach HaKodesh. Why over here is it going from top to bottom? So I think the pshat is the Mishnayos, there are two ways to go, whether Milamala Lamata, Milamata Lamala. The difference is, are we talking a Liba de Emes, or are we talking a Liba, the practical part? There's a the real picture is the Adam that's Muslim, his train of thought, his mahala starts with the most primitive in the Kuda, and it's mashpia down on the lower dagas. That's the Adam Hashalim. The way in which people usually attain it is by starting with lower madrigas and working their way upwards. So the Mishnah is telling you the mahalach of Torah is it came down from Shemayim. Pirkei Avos is kind of telling you Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai and so on. In that mahalach, we're talking about the emes mahalach, where you start from the high darga and it keeps going downwards until it reaches the bottom darga, called the Gufa Adam and so on and so forth. There's an interesting, the Rebbe Nebuchadnezzar says it a few places. He says it in last week's Sedra also. I think for Ish Kiyeloi, he says there's a Rosh Tevis of Yudke Vavke Lemafreya. And that's always Meramez Midas Hadin. It brings, and he says in a few places, whereas if the Rosh Tevis are Kisidron, it's Meramez to Midas Achestet. So the pshat in that is, when a person, what's the pshat, what's the difference when you give up case, the hefach, when it goes reverse or forward? The nafkemina is, let's take a mechanech, a father, gives a kid a patch. So now, in the mechanech, if the person is a mechanech the way he's supposed to be, his first hagasha was, I need to help this kid. This kid is on a derech lo tov. The way in which I can get him to stop is to hit him. I have to hit him, and I hit him. The kid, that has the patch first. And if he's lucky, from the patch, he has what's right and what's good and so on and so forth. So we do have two mahalchim here going in different directions. One is going from bottom up, one's going from up down. כי השיר הוא המחשב הדמיין שאף דבזה לא יהיה לו סופיק אשר צורך לפעול בזה. So you see, the seichel itself, he's going to these three dagas. Aselech HaRav means a seichel that's beyond his most fine seichel. It's Torah seichel, which is, in other words, seichel of Olyonim. And then he says his stalik min asofik means that a person should be mevar things with seichel, should have a pure molly with the end of a seichel. And then he goes down and he says, Al tabel asumot, that even the practical metzias of the world, you should not do things that are approximately, but the things you do should be with precision. Kasher on shavdim, she'afadav azeh lo'yil ha-sofi kasher tzoch lifol bazeh. But the iskir kol gimel dvar ma'shechem l'odem bal seichel. Shiyah in Negosik Moshe L'Adam Bal Seichel. So an Adam Bal Seichel has all these inyanim. He is mechuba to a higher Seichel. The things are done, worked out with his Seichel, and the things that he does L'Maisa all have in themselves a precision. Ve'in Dov Zek Ma'am Musar Shainim Shein Mechuyavim. It's not like the early Musa that interesting. He's kind of saying that the higher Musa is more mechuyev. He says it also a little bit later on. We have to talk about it in a second. But the chaver of Shimon, it says of Tayyus and Shtika, midah zois achas eshlima zugus divrei b'Musa Adam sheyoyis echreichim mitzara v'gira v'acha gemar zugus shoy avos haylam v'regel shemelz Musa shelashlem esafra shoy lo Adam. So it's interesting that they call the higher Musa more echreichi, and the lowam was the lesachechi. Lechura, it's the opposite of what we think about it. If we ask ourselves, you know, should a person be a mensch? We say, listen, be at least a mensch on the practice. Do what's right at first, and be by that the second, and be isha lekim is third. That's our avon and tfisa in the way in the right seder advan. So what does it mean? It's more chrechi. What sense is it more chrechi? So what it means is like this. I think definitely if a person, if you have to evaluate a person who's oisik and kominan hagas ruchnius, but is a para adam, then the right evaluation is that the person is a faker. He's not doing it for real reasons and whatever it is, doing, for gaiva or whatever. That's on a practical level. But if we're talking about if we're talking about the things in the way they really are, let's give a mashal. If I need to get electricity in my house, so the most important piece is the wire that comes, the cable that comes from the electric companies generated to my street. Then there's the wire in the house, then there's the outlet or whatever plug and I'm putting in. Techreach is minasherish, is moechreach, and that which is an anaf is second, and anaf is third. If I ask myself, if a person accepts authority, you have a person in a school, you have a kid in a school, and a kid in a school is acting menschlich, but he has no regard for authority. And if he ever decides that what the school said is not lefi, is like he's not going to do it, then in a certain sense he's missing the basis. The kid who has the hakara that I'm a chuyif to the school, but sometimes does better, sometimes does worse. You have two kids next to each other. One kid does pretty much what you're supposed to do, but has absolutely no regard for the school. And the second one doesn't do quite what he's supposed to do, but there's a genuine respect for authority. The second one has a more echreichtic part of the picture more than the first one. Because the first one, you know, it's bimikra that he's doing the right things. If a person doesn't have an hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes, then the rest of it is very tenuous. I happen to agree with the Torah on a lot of things, but tomorrow I'm not going to agree, and the day after I'm not going to agree. It's one of the reasons why a person who's a Erlich Yid, even if he's doing Averis, but you could, if he has it in him, then if you show him a Shulchan Aruch, he has to back off, at least be minded that he's doing wrong, then you have a Mahalach of Tikkun. If you don't have that, then you have no Mahalach of Tikkun. So Lemais, that is why it's more Echreich in that reason.
Can I ask you a question?
Can I
just ask a question? But we're saying that the nefesh and the seichel is more hechreichi than the tikkun of the guf, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in other words, the ava, the maila of av and yir is more hechreichi than the maila of the guf. What I don't understand is that at the end of the day, Lamash Maral says in Tiferes that Lagabi the Zion mitzvahs, there was no Hashem didn't ask us or asked the Bnei Noach. They wanted it because in order not to be a Baal Chai, not to be a Golda Chai, these are Dvarim which are Echrechi and Masha Enkin the Tayag, which is to make us into Mamechas Kohen and the Goy Kodesh. It's not Mamesh Echrechi as such, it's to elevate us. So why is the Tikkun of the Guf, which seems to be just to be the, you know, to be a human being, why is that? I still don't understand why that's less Echrechi.
Is really on the level of mitzvahs. These are core mitzvahs. These are more branches. He's talking in a person who's doing it, the way in which we, the right the right pattern is to start with the Echreach and work your way outwards. We're talking about two different yams. Here we're talking about which of the mitzvahs, Zayin versus Tayag. Here we're talking about in each mitzvah in itself. You know, every mitzvah itself, there's the doing the mitzvah, there's believing, understanding the mitzvah, there is accepting it on authority. So Zayin says, no, do accept it on authority. But inside the world of mitzvahs, it's a more core group of mitzvahs. There's one more oifin, one more nekuda, one more knech, this word hechreichi, that I'd like to be mesachus to, and it might not even be a stira. For instance, when I tell you, if I present you with two things, I present you an equation that 2 plus 2 equals 4, and I present you with two apples together. 2 plus 2 apples forming 4 apples. The mathematical formula is more of a hechreach than the apples. In other words, apples is a mikra klapi the klau of the math. The math is a klal, and it's a lot more echreach. 2 plus 4. It doesn't have to be apples. It could be oranges, it could be pears, it could be something we call different. So the word echreach relates to the more you deal with the sheirish, the more it's echreach. Every anaf, almost by definition, is a mikra. It could have been this anaf, could have been that anaf, could be the other anaf, but that's more. But the sheirish is mukha. So whenever you're dealing with a yonim that we can describe as sheirish, we do describe it much more as echreach, as opposed to yonim that are extra and so on. Anything, you know, so the lower down you go, the less echreach. It could have, mitzvahs could have appeared in different ifanim, in different tzuris and so on. Look, v'yizbaya kamoisim l'fim ha'shehem amusar l'fim ha'shehem ovis. And this is the word that he's saying. The musar here are ovis tikkur musar, meaning they go to sheirish.
Definitely Adam is a cheshire kiyam.
So when Adam becomes Shalem, that's a greater chivas than the chelak that was there before. In other words, when you have a teacher starting with a group of talmidim, so the starting point is that the teacher is the smart one and he knows and he can teach and he's the cheshiva. When he finishes, in as much as he has affected the talmidim, that's the chshivas lies in I produce great talmidim. So in Atzuras Adam, in the starting point, it's the chshivas of the higher part of the person and the chelik that's mishtalim, that's closer to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that's higher, however you want to call it. With the gemar, as you build another layer downwards, that layer becomes the seif ma'isa mashav etchila. And that's the balance between the two. Any questions?
So again, as far as a person's avodah is concerned, and like we mentioned with the zahiris and zrizis and so on, we do start from the lower level.
Yeah.
So we.
The matters of the avodah at the lower level, the way which a person does it, it's the most. One of the reasons why we emphasize so much learning in the Kabbalah about Torah, because when you will do it, as if your das, seichel, and avana are in the right place, then the whole surah of the mitzvah you do is also going to look much chesheder.
Right.
Okay.
Shkoyach.
Good Shabbos.
Shkoyach.
Bye.